Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We had the Red Rocker himself on the show, Mr. Sammy Hagar, talking about a dream he had about Eddie Van Halen and how that dream has spawned a brand new song with Joe Satriani. This conversation first aired on Friday, April 25th. Let's do it. Well, every once in a while on the show, we get to welcome a special guest that really doesn't need much of a welcome. Someone whose name, whose music, whose personality tell you everything you need to know. In other words, I'm going to say it's someone who is a legend. Tonight, there's no question our special guest checks all those boxes. So I'm going to shut up and I'll simply say, Sammy Hagar, thank you so much for hanging with us, man.
In the house, Chuck. Thank you for having me. I was just harassing you before we went live here, and I said, I told you all the good stuff, you know, but no, there's still some good stuff. This new song has got, it's got some legs to it, you know, it's got so much depth. Encore, thank you, good night, it's the name of the song. It's got, there's such a great backstory and a video that's coming with it that's reenacting the backstory, and it's just an unusual, most unusual song I think I've ever been involved with. And Joe Satriani is my co-writer. Boy, he really brought something special. And I think we, I can't wait for the Van Halen fans to trip out on what we're doing here.
That's it. Well, yeah, I mean, the song's amazing, man. And it's with the band that you've been with for the Best of All Worlds, Stuart Satriani, the legendary drummer, Kenny Aronoff, and your longtime bandmate and friend, Michael Anthony. Is this the first song that you guys have recorded together?
With this group, yeah. You know, this is almost Chickenfoot.
Almost.
You know, it's almost Chickenfoot, but Chickenfoot was great. I didn't know what to call this song. I knew what the name of it, what I wanted it to be, because it's the song's in three parts. It's like what Eddie would do with Eruption and things like that. Joe wrote this instrumental piece, and we're calling that Encore. And then the thank you songs, the dream I had, that I pulled that song out of this dream and finished it as just a little song, verses and chorus. And then Joe wrote the bridges. And then the ending is good night, because it's a sweet little lullaby thing that he puts at the tail end of the whole thing. So it's a three-part song. But Chickenfoot, I almost called this band Chickenfoot. I mean, I almost said, this song is by Chickenfoot. I didn't know. It's not a Sammy Hagar song. It's not a Sammy and Joe song. What the hell is it? You know, it's not a Van Halen song. And it's almost a Chickenfoot song, but it's really just, it's a Sammy Hagar song. Joe has his own record deal where he couldn't sign to a band. I have my deal with this song. I'm an independent artist, and Mikey's my fucking all-time shotgun sidekick. We roll together, by the way. And Kenny is probably one of the baddest ass hired guns on the planet.
He is, man. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Kenny played when he joined the Best of All Worlds tour on the 24th show, I think it was, something like that. 24-hour notice. He wrote it all out. 24 songs, 24-hour notice. and he came in with his charts, did a sound check, and that night he made less mistakes than I made on my 24th night. And that's the truth. This is not exaggeration.
Yeah.
So Kenny is just he's a machine. He's so great. And playing with him and Joe and Mike. And we have Wraith, Thistlewaite, the same keyboard player again from Australia. Right. But the three of us, I mean, the four of us, we have a good chemistry. When we recorded this song, Thank You, you know, short version is called Thank You. God, it was just so fast and such a pleasure. And I just finished the lyrics in the studio. I didn't know what, you know, because this song came out of a dream. So I didn't know what to write about the lyrics. You know, if it was about, I knew it was going to be about Eddie, but I didn't know if I was going to go back and talk about things we did. And then all of a sudden I thought, no, I'm just going to write about the dream, because it was so unique. I dream about people that have passed all the time. I dream about Elvis Presley, believe it or not. I believe John Lennon. I'm talking about hanging out with these guys, you know, my mother, my father, my brother, a lot of friends that have passed. Bill Graham's another one. I used to dream about him all the time. Haven't had a dream about him in a long time. But I dream about Eddie all the time. And this one particular one, we were in a corner, he said, like we always did, when Eddie would have a song idea, he'd say, come here, I want to show you, come here. He would take me away from, you know, Al and Mike and everybody. He didn't want to be bothered showing me this song because everybody put their 2 cents in. Al would go, no, you're playing it too fast, Ed, you know. And so Ed would take me and say, come here, come here. So we'd always go over in a corner and he would kind of show me this thing. And I go, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'd start singing. So we'd doing that in the video. I mean, doing that in my dream. And I woke up because the second, whenever I'm dreaming about someone that passed, the second I realized it passed in my dream, first everything's fine. Oh, hey, great. Good seeing you again. Then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, this guy's dead. And then the dreams, boom, over. So the good news is I thought that in the middle of Eddie and I playing this song. And I woke up so fast, I remembered it. And I got my pad and I started writing things down. I got my guitar out. I got my iPhone out. I recorded some, the melody. I said, da 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 da. I remembered that, and I fucking sang it into my iPhone, and boom, that was the beginning of a song. And never, I mean, I've written songs out of dreams, but not like this.
And then I was going to ask you, and if you're just joining us, we're chatting with Sammy Hagar about his brand new song, Encore, Thank You, Goodnight, that is out today that he co-wrote with Joe Satriani. But you have all of these dreams, yeah. And I mean, I have to imagine you get inspiration from them, but
this one became verbatim. I just try to remember as much as I could from the dream musically, my melody, complete the same melody, exact melody I was singing. I sang it to Joe. I showed him this lick that I thought Eddie was playing, this kind of weird harmonic lick that only Eddie would come up with something like this. I didn't come up with no shit like this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I showed Joe and he goes, damn, that's really simple but cool. I said, yeah, I know. Maybe it's simple because Eddie figured, well, Sammy can play this.
Do you remember what you were drinking before you had this dream, man? Because you got to do this again.
No, I'm probably drinking the same shit. I probably had a margarita and a half a bottle of wine. So I played it for Joe and I said, God, can you finish this thing? What would Eddie do? Like, what if we'd have kept going, what would have Eddie done? And he just channeled it because we just finished 34 city tour. He's playing 14 Van Halen songs. He knows them inside and out. And it's kind of like a cross between a lot of my era Van Halen stuff. And actually the early era too, it's even got a Ain't Talking About Love kind of part. It's even got a, and you know, we're not ripping nobody off. This is a tribute to Eddie Van Halen, for God's sake. This is a thank you. And a goodbye. It's everything to me. I don't know. This thing's been boiling in me for a long time, 2 years before I decided to do it. I was nervous because you ever wake up in the morning, tell your wife or whoever the first person you see, oh man, I had a craziest dream last night. And you start telling them and they walk away. And it's like, I don't want to hear your fucking dream. Because first of all, dreams are so crazy. You can't explain them anyway. Well, there was this ant and it was driving the car. And I and I was running alongside the car and I turned into a dog. You know, so I didn't want to write this damn song and tell that story. I thought nobody wants to hear about your fucking dreams. But man, when Joe started working with it, we have a great song. It's, you know, writing songs that personal and singing anything really personal lyrics that I've ever written, it's embarrassing. People, any singer can tell you this. And if any singer says they're not embarrassed to sing a heartfelt song, you know, there's so many things can go wrong. You can lose your voice. You can crack, hit a bad note, you know, burp, you know, there's, you know, have to cough in the middle of a song. So singing is really difficult. And when you're singing something this heartfelt and this real, I was embarrassed and I was very nervous. And when I went into the studio, I went with Mikey, where he was doing his bass parts and background vocals, and I was doing background vocals with him so I warm my voice up. And I didn't plan on singing it yet. I was nervous. I didn't have my lyrics tightened up enough. And the producer, engineer, co-producer guy said, why don't you just do a rough, just give it a rough, just while you're out there, just, you know, just scream along to the track and see how it does. I was saying, oh man, I don't want to do this. I don't feel confident. I was so embarrassed. I mean, I was like, ooh. Yeah. And I'm not always like that, but I kind of am as a singer. I'm not a real confident singer. I know everyone says, oh, get out of here. No, you get out of here. I'm not a confident singer. It's embarrassing to express yourself like that. Yeah. But anyway, long story short, I went, I did it. And when I finished the track, I was shaken. I had so much energy that it was like I felt like I drank a pot of coffee, you know. And and I said, "Oh, fuck." I said, "Let's do it again." He goes, "You want to do it again?" I said, "Yeah." He's going, "That was great." I said, "No, let's do it again." And I did it like four times, and it was done. I just amazing. "Wow, I didn't come here to do that." And it's got that kind of magic. Singing these lyrics was like, God, it was so easy because it was just so all the truth, you know.
And it's not just a personal song, but yeah, I mean, this is the tribute, right, to Eddie. And so,
yes.
like that's a whole different experience than for you, because it's not just personal. I mean, it is, but it's also you're paying tribute to Eddie Van Halen. And I just got to say too, if you are just joining us, we're chatting with Sammy Hagar about his brand new song that he co-wrote with Joe Satriani, Encore, Thank You, Good Night. But yeah, I mean, this thing is just such a beautiful tribute.
That's right. It's a thank you as much as a tribute. It's more of a thanking the guy for everything we did together and what he did That's for right. me in my life as a in my career as a musician. Eddie did for me, he lifted me up. I became a better singer, better songwriter, a bigger star, made more money. Everything. It'll never be like that again. And I say, since you've been gone, it just ain't the same in the song. So I'm just telling the story, telling the truth from my heart. And when I was singing it, I felt like I was singing it to Eddie. I mean, I hope that doesn't sound cheap. In my head,
no, I was that,
my eyes were closed and I was singing that song right to my man. I was thinking, I love the line. My favorite line is, you know, thank you for the music. Thank you for the song. Thank you for the visit. What took so long? Yeah. That's my favorite line. It's like, it took a year for you to come and see me after you passed. Man, I've been waiting every night I go to bed saying, come on, man.
I love that, man. Well, listen, Sammy, I know we got to wrap up, man. I just got a couple minutes. So if you'll indulge me, last question. We're counting down the days to July 5th for Ozzy's final show, Black Sabbath's final show.
Yeah.
And you're part of that celebration, man. What's that mean to you to be part of that?
Well, the fact that I got asked to do it almost the first day that when the word started leaking out inside word, Tom Morello calls me and says, "Hey man, would you be interested in?" I went, "Yes." You know, he didn't even have to say what. Would you be interested? "Yes, Tom, I'm in, all in." I was so flattered that, you know, I was one of the early guys on, but you know, I just done the Hall of Fame for inducting Foreigner. And I was singing, I sang some Foreigner songs, and Ozzy was, his induction followed my induction. And, you know, they sat there and watched me do my thing. And I think I was just fresh on their mind. Cause other than that, I don't sing like Ozzy, you know, I'm a different kind of singer.
Yeah.
And so I've been studying. Everybody's asked, "What do you listen to?" I'm saying, "I'm listening to fucking Ozzy until the fifth." I got to learn his phrasing and his melodic structures are so unique. He's such a unique singer. So no, I'm so honored. And I chose to do, No More Tears. And Tom goes, "Oh, that would be great. Oh, that'd be great." You know, and I'll do another one. And then he comes back and says, "Guess what? Ozzy's going to try and sing five songs and he wants to sing No More Tears." I said, "Okay, Flying High Again." He goes, "You got it." So right now I'm singing Flying High Again. If Ozzy changes his mind, I'll sing Flying High Again and No More Tears. And I'm offered to sing one of my songs, and I thought I would sing Rock Candy because it's from the same era as Black That's Sabbath. Great. You know, Montrose and Sabbath were from the same kind of era.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
Sammy, so I'm excited. Thank you so much for hanging. Listen, if we had 15 hours, we wouldn't be able to cover everything. But man,
I'm too old. I got way too much shit to talk about. So it takes hours with me. So it was unfair to you. I owe you.
You're headlining Stagecoach in just a couple of days. Vegas residency kicks off April 30th. Listeners, grab everything you need at redrocker.com. Man, thank you again. Let's have you back on the show soon.
Things don't get any better than this. What's going on in my life right now? Thank you, Chuck.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.